I was in my previous assignment at St. Agnes and St. William of York for 7 years. And in a relatively brief period of time, it's amazing how much stuff I accumulated. Clothes, books, paper, and more expired over-the-counter medicine that I would care to admit to. You name it, I accumulated it. So when I was preparing to pack, to move, I divided everything into three piles or categories: the keep pile, the donate pile, and the discard pile. And I think we can use these three categories to help us understand what God's word is saying to us today. The first category I'd like to address is the discard category, and ask the question, what needs to be discarded from our lives? And I think St. Paul gives the answer in the second reading today. St. Paul tells us that we have been reborn in baptism, that we are no longer of the earth, but we are united to Christ. Like a branch grafted onto a vine, we receive the divine life, which we call grace, from that connection through Christ. And because of this new life that is within us, St. Paul encourages us to put away the things of the earth. And he gives us a list. He tells us 7 things that are of the earth: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed, idolatry, and lying. These sins, these things of the earth, lead us down a road away from God and then back to ourselves. Ultimately, they lead us in a circle because they make us the center of our universe. They cut us off from God and from other people in our lives. I'd like to encourage all of us to take this list of 7 sins, the 7 things of the earth St. Paul gives us, and to think about them during the course of this week. Take some time to think about where these things might be present in my life, where I am too connected to these things of the earth that are perhaps cutting off the life of grace in my life, and then to bring them to the sacrament of reconciliation so that God can free us from them and restore the life of grace to us. The second category is the donate category. What can we donate? Or maybe we should ask the question, what do we need to give away? In the gospel today, Jesus says, "Be careful to guard against all greed. For one be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." In the parable, the harvest that the rich landowner had was not a bad thing. But what he does with it is the bad thing. He treats it as his own possession, as something that he needs to hoard, to hold on to. Likewise, there are many good things in our lives, but what we do with them can make them bad for us. We think about wealth. We think about pleasure, power, honor. These things are not bad in and of themselves, but when we hoard them as our own private possession, they become destructive. Think about the example of wealth. Wealth, money, is not a bad thing. We all need it to provide for ourselves and for our families. We're not saying that it's not something that we need. But when it comes to wealth, we tend to try to accumulate more and more of it because we desire the safety that wealth gives us. We worry about whether we'll have enough for retirement. Perhaps we have this magic number that if I make this amount of money, I will feel safe. Well, the gospel today challenges us that perhaps when we are hoarding to ourselves, we are doing damage. We're invited to consider giving these good things away. So again, the example of wealth, if we follow that biblical concept of tithing and we take the 10% right off the top and return it to God, we learn not to depend on that 10%. We don't even miss it. We give it right to God. And because we have the courage to give away that which is good, God will multiply that blessing. The opposite here is true, that when we give away, when we learn not to depend on the security or the pleasure or the power or the honor, God will multiply those things in our lives. And finally, the question, what do we keep? What do we keep? The only thing that we truly keep is that which we take to eternity, our souls. Our souls need to be clean before God. The landowner is a fool because he didn't pay attention to the only thing that he ultimately had control over, which was his eternal destiny. The grain and the barns and the whole nine yards would pass away, but his soul would last to eternity. All that we try to hoard, that we try to hold on to as our own private possession, will ultimately pass away. The only thing that we will have in the end is our souls. And so, as I said, we have to be concerned about how God sees them. If we're living according to the Ten Commandments and the teachings of the church, if we're living the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, if we are truly loving God and our neighbor as ourselves, this is what Jesus means when he tells us to be rich in what matters to God. These things matter to God because they are the only things that we take with us. Discard, donate, and keep. Our lives do not consist of possessions. May they only consist in what matters to God.